Bitachon for Life, share number 182, Wednesday, Parshas Hazinu. One of our listeners asked a very fundamental question, which is really related to the days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The purpose of these days is to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we are trying to do. It's not so much about Averis and Mitzvahs, it's about reigniting our relationship with Hashem, which ultimately leads us to the Yom Tov of Sukkot when we celebrate that relationship. But we can only feel the Yom Tov of Sukkot if we reignite the relationship through the Tshuva of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So one of our listeners asked that there is someone in their Mishpacha that is going through a difficult time. And they asked themselves like this. They daven so much to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help them, and they try to do mitzvahs. They try to act properly. So why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond just like they respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They try to do the mitzvahs, and then when they ask Hashem to send them a Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't respond. How are we supposed to view this? So there are different ways to approach this question. But there's one fundamental idea that we have to internalize, which really should take us through the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responding. Because we explained the concept of tikva, that the chances of a person that's deathly ill and the chances of a person that is perfectly healthy are equal. Both of them have a 50-50 chance of survival. A regular healthy person that's walking down the street has a 50-50 chance of survival. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep him alive or HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not. No one runs on autopilot. Everybody needs constant chiyus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And without that, they will cease to exist. So the point of this statement is not that a person should get nervous, that he might drop dead in the middle of nowhere. That's not the point. The point is to realize that we don't take anything for granted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly giving us chayim, and he's making our bodies work, Baruch Hashem. And even if a person has a small problem, or even if it's a big problem, but when we look at the big picture and we see how many billions of things HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, who cares if he does it for other people? That's what the Yetzer Hara says. The Yetzer Hara says, well, that I take for granted. My health and the fact that I'm alive, I could take for granted because everybody gets that. That's a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to every single person with a conscious decision. He doesn't just give life to everybody. Every single person has a calculation from Hashem. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you life, that is priceless. And if you can breathe, and Baruch Hashem, your heart works, the list is endless. How much money would we pay if a person, Rachmana Litzlan, wasn't able to breathe properly? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us breathe. Every second of life is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the proper way to look at it. And the truth is, when we look at it like this, and we appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, he gives us more. So number one, to answer this question, we have to develop an attitude that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is loyal, and he's constantly giving us life and health and parnasa and everything else that we have. It's a constant gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we shouldn't take it for granted. And when we appreciate it and we demonstrate that the Rabbeinu Shalom is HaMelech HaKadosh and he gives us everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be'ezras Hashem constantly shower us with bracha and atzlacha.